is 8:30. I will call the meeting to order, the conference call of the State Fish and Wildlife Commission for August 27, 2018. Good morning, all. Do a roll call first, if I may. I heard Chair Smith.
Yep.
I heard Bob Kehoe. I heard, do we have Dave Graybill?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, David. Do we have Jay Holzmiller?
Present and accounted for.
Nice to hear your voice. I heard Commissioner Thornburn. And how about Commissioner Baker?
I'm here.
Good morning, Barbara. Commissioner McIsaac?
Present.
Okay, and I am present, so we have a quorum. Director, are you on here?
I am.
Could you let us know what staff are on board in the NRB or any other places so we know?
Participating in this group, we have Eric Gardner, Bruce Hudson, Nate Pamplin, Dave Gilio, and Bill Freimeyer. We have another group of staff that are listening in, but those are the active participants.
Very good. Thank you very much, Director. I'd like to remind people on the call, if you're not speaking, please have your phone on mute so we can conduct business in a proper proper fashion. I'd like, first of all, to pass the mic to Commissioner Holzmiller. He can only be on here for a short time and for some personal reasons. So, Jay, would you like to continue on here?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I guess, first of all, I want to start off with thanking our new director, and hopefully he doesn't get spooked and run to the tall grass, because he got thrown into a real major fire with this wolf issue. And to the best of my knowledge, he had taken time and went to Northeast again this weekend, and I really, really appreciate what he's doing. But I guess for my fellow commissioners, I want to convey that we're dealing with this temporary restraining order, and lots of people in my world are very concerned that it may become a permanent restraining order, and I should defer to Kelly here very quickly, but if it becomes permanent, it's going to be Katie bar the door, because people are frustrated. We ended up with a calf chewed up in my part of the world. And yeah, I'm just going to defer to Kelly what he came up with this weekend.
Well, it's consistent with what you said. So I went over, actually visited Representative Kretz, had a producer or two in the room as well. And they're very concerned. I think they're at least going to put their energy towards hoping for the best. I should say that first. The hearing for whether or not the temporary restraining order becomes a permanent injunction is Friday. And so that's going to be really the landmark point for them. But same thing. He's very concerned about what will happen if it becomes permanent. I encourage them to stay the course. Even if it becomes permanent, we'll do our best to fight, put up our legal case and not have that be the outcome. But if it is, you know, basically vigilante's approach is not going to help us. They listened to me. I don't know if they, you know, they certainly didn't say, yes, we agree. I'll just leave it at that. They're trying to manage their folks, but people are really on edge. If it goes that way, they're going to abandon the collaborative approach, I think. And what that means, I'll leave to them. But they feel like they've stepped up, been at the table, just years of work, drug their people along, and here's an outsider coming in, and now that's controlling our fate. Why would we continue to invest in the collaborative effort? It's helping to make the message in short. There was also, I think you are all aware, so last week we got the restraining order. And there was an interaction with a producer. It was the producer who had the latest depredations, and he did fire a shot at the wolf. We investigated. That was Thursday. We investigated today. I believe it was the right day. Not find any indication that the wolf had been hit. And the wolf has been moving since, so we're monitoring that. Eric could give us more of an update. But right now it's unclear to us whether the wolf was hit in that or not. It is still alive and still moving, so we know it hasn't been a mortality at this point. Our enforcement was on site Friday morning as well, I believe Saturday morning as well, and is working with the sheriff also to figure out what actions, if any, to take on the actual incident that the shot was fired.
Thank you, Director. Any questions of the director?
Commissioner Thorburn?
Commissioner Thorburn, please.
Kelly, is there any chance, or would it be helpful if any of the ranchers who've lost livestock to the Togo Pack going to be available for the hearing on Friday?
So I think that they are putting together affidavits or statements at least to be entered. We're trying to work to get those entered. There may be amicus briefs filed by its producers as well. That was one of the questions I committed to asking our attorney about, whether or not it would be helpful to have people show up. It's an awful long trip. I want them to know that likely people to speak. I need to verify this with our attorney. I think it's a record review, and at most the attorneys are going to do an oral argument, so there won't be an opportunity to speak. So I don't want people to come over here and be frustrated thinking of a public hearing. This is a court case. That said, they're considering whether or not they want to fill the courtroom to show the judge how important this is. And I told them I'd get back and tell them the basically structure of the hearing, and beyond that, it's their choice whether they show up or not.
Thank you. Commissioner Carpenter, again, if I,
yes.
I could make a suggestion. I actually was going to bring up an issue about wolves during our open session with Commissioner Holzmiller still on the phone. I'm wondering if it would be okay or to take this out of order and bring up what I wanted to bring up. It's related to the hearing. It's more related to our agenda, our upcoming agenda.
Are there any objections from other commissioners or Bill Freimer? Are you on the call as well?
Yes.
Any objections from anyone? Hearing none, continue on, Commissioner Thorburn.
We had wolves on the agenda. It was called the annual wolf update, and there were a number of components to the presentation at the last meeting. In particular, one that we didn't finish, and that is how we are going to be relating and interacting with the wolf advisory group as we move forward with the next steps in wolf management. The WAG has asked for sideboards from us so that we ensure that the groups are going forward in parallel. And I think there's real urgency about finishing that work and getting direction to WAG. Really, the only thing that is going to completely relieve the situation that we have here in Eastern Washington with wolves is to have wolves delisted, quite frankly, and because otherwise we continue to have the restraints of recovery management. I think that really the commission has a huge role to play in getting to that point. I think we still need to have discussion among ourselves to get the appropriate direction given, and also to have our conversation with and about WAG. So I was going to suggest that we continue that conversation at our next meeting. There have been some adjustments to the agenda, and I was hoping maybe my fellow commissioners would agree to put a space on the agenda for this discussion.
Any comments?
Chair, this is Commissioner Holzmiller.
Commissioner Holzmiller.
Excuse me. Could not agree more with Kim, and I think this little action that we're going through right just points out these. Hopefully we can get work through this issue that's in front of us right now and get it more time on dealt sooner rather than later. Comes down to, because needless to say, this shows us that we act no matter what we do, and it just will be dealt with, find out where we stand, so we don't lead people down some primrose path and then all of a sudden a rock falls out of the sky and hits us. So I know we've got a million other things going, but this is one that Dan certainly needs to stay on the radar screen.
This is Commissioner Carpenter. I have a question for both Commissioner Corbin and Holzmiller. This proposal that you put forward, Commissioner Carpenter, is this something that you think is best served if the Wildlife Committee met prior to bringing it forward to the full commission in the spirit of condensing it and getting the needed process going forward, or a full commission discussion?
I think it definitely should be a discussion in the Wildlife Committee. My concern about if we phase the Wildlife Committee in September, we don't have a meeting in October, and so it would be another month delay before we could have the full discussion and provide direction. There are a lot of processes that need to be put into play to move in the direction that I think really needs to happen. We've got a recovered wolf population in eastern Washington. Our hands are tied because we're still doing recovery management. We have to go through a bunch of legal steps to get to the point on paper of where we really are in eastern Washington. And I just am real concerned about any delays. So that's my thinking. The fact that we don't have a meeting in October would be another month delay getting this before the full commission. We do have a Wildlife Committee meeting scheduled. We could certainly have that be the central topic if my fellow committee members would agree at the Wildlife Committee meeting, and then bring that forward at the September meeting.
I guess Commissioner McKaysey.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. I'm looking at the September agenda that we had before us at our August meeting, and it seems someone had mentioned that you were suggesting that this replace the pinniped management briefing, a 90-minute agenda item. Is that your proposal?
That actually has already been revised because they're going to actually have more information for us in either November or December. I can't remember, Nate. So that was shortened, but it was my proposal that Tammy actually has been working with this. So, it was that section. It was replaced in the more recent agenda with a briefing on the Pacific Salmon Treaty, which I also think could be postponed. But as I said, Tammy's been working with staff on this. If the commission were to agree, there's wiggle room in the agenda, so to speak.
Well, In general, I think I'd support that concept, but I guess I'm still unbearing from a bunch of email traffic as well. I don't recall seeing any email about a revised September agenda. If there's been a revised September agenda, I think we all should see it. And I hope there has not been any revisions in the September agenda changing the Saturday placement of the Columbia River management policy review business. But anyway, I guess if there's a new one out there, maybe we all ought to see it. I guess I would lend my support, though, to some rejiggering of the agenda for this this emerging wolf emergency, maybe. I don't know.
Mr. Chair, this is Eric Gardner. May I have the floor for a moment?
Please, Mr. Gardner.
So I think that since this is a special meeting, I'm not quite sure where agenda items fall within that as far as decision-making, but since it wasn't announced as such, I guess what I would suggest is we've already been engaged in this conversation in the background and have already been looking to September as a potential landing spot to further the conversation. What I would suggest is we continue that effort. We'll work with the Wildlife Committee, focus that committee meeting on this topic, and continue to work through the regular channels and agenda development, working to almost certainly put this on a September item unless other work kind of precludes or reprioritizes over the top of it. But I see that as a priority for us. We'll work through the channels to make that happen, barring something else to get out of the way.
Thank you, Eric. I think it also is, if necessary, the Wildlife Committee could have a conference call between now and the September meeting if needed to move the ball forward. And the other question I have of Tammy and or Freymeyer is, this is going to be an open discussion on this agenda item on our September meeting, theoretically it seems, and that's going to have public comment, I would expect. Question?
Bill Freymeyer, Mr. Chair, your September 14-15 meeting is a regular meeting, so you can have comment on any issue you want. As my memory is that this is not a rulemaking, so you have a public comment period. So it's in your discretion.
Thank you, Bill. Okay. Any other comments?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Well, if in fact there has been an email sent around about a revised September agenda, then I will dig that up and look at it. If there has not been, I would think that it would be sent around with this revision in there, and that we delegate the director to, after hearing from any response from any commissioners, delegate the director to make things fit. I think we do owe an obligation to the public for some stability in our agenda planning so that people can understand what's coming, and I certainly would support a public comment period on an important issue like this.
Commissioner Holzmiller, then Commissioner Thorburn, please.
Okay, I need to get going here in just a jiff, but I really appreciate you giving me the time for this morning. As far as going forward, I think that I can talk with him, and we can set this up and pass it to the conference call with Wildlife Committee. And for me to delegate some more time in September when we're all over there meeting in person to do it. I sympathize with Larry and with Dawn that we get really crowded agendas and this one could become a monster, but I think we could hopefully do a little bit of a hybrid as the Wildlife Committee can get down in the weeds and go through this and then just have a brief as possible meeting so that we can keep the commission up to speed. So more on the committee, less, but I would really like it to have a placeholder in the commission meeting so we could at least get it in front of you guys and keep you up to speed as best we can.
Thank you, Commissioner Holdsetter. Have a good day.
Okay. Commissioner
Thornburg?
Yes, I was just going to say that regarding the revised agenda, my recollection was that Nate Pamplin sent out an email. It didn't contain the agenda per se, but he sent out an email 2 or 3 weeks ago, Nate's on the call, that said that they weren't going to be ready for the full pin of head agenda item and that it was being postponed. So I'm just telling Don, that's the email to look for.
Okay, I thought I had a look at that and it said postpone part of it and include part of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so what we're talking about now is displacing all of it.
Perhaps.
September.
Perhaps. We'll leave it to staff. And
all right. Any other discussion on this item?
Commissioner Baker.
Mr. Baker.
So my request, I agree with having as much time as the Wildlife Committee needs to look at this issue, and also agree to have it on the agenda in September. My guess is we better plan on, this isn't going to be a short agenda item in September if we allow public comment, and I strongly believe we should allow public comment. The reason for my comment, though, is that as I've listened to this, we have the WAG requesting the commission to set sideboards. That leaves out the agency, and when we get to the Wildlife Committee, sorry if I sound odd, I'm walking kind of hard here, I'll stop. When we get to the Wildlife Committee, I'd like to hear from the agency how this has happened in the past, what the agency's role is in a potential new plan, and in the delisting, and what they need from us, and sort of most importantly, ultimately, what our role is in approving these, like the EIS or the Wolf Plan, and how much participation we should have in developing it if our ultimate role is as an approver. I'm not suggesting that I have a preconception to those, but it seems to me that we have a bad problem, and we want to make sure that we go through the processes that we should as we work to find solutions.
I completely agree with that.
Any additional comments? Okay, hearing none, I think that's a wrap on that, and we'll be looking to hear more from the Wildlife Committee in the appropriate time frame, if not before the meeting in September, at the meeting in September. Is that correct?